reports of a deadly shooting in the area of Eagle Hall. On this International Men's Day, the Bureau of Gender Affairs reporting an increase in prostate cancer among young men. Farmers across Barbados have been left reeling from Sunday's flooding, Barvin calling for urgent government assistance. Transport board drivers express concern over pending divestment plans. And the Democratic Labour Party's Felicia Dujon heading to St. George South. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
And the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
There are reports of a fatal shooting in President Kennedy Drive, St. Michael, after police apparently pursued two men on a motorcycle. The incident occurred around 11:30 this morning when residents of Goodland, St. Michael, frantically contacted Starcom Network News following an exchange of gunfire in the area, which escalated into a police chase across the Westbury Cemetery. Starcom Network News now understands that one man is dead. Or Chantal Ligor Gibson is on the scene and spoke to an eyewitness.
I just hear the gunshots instead of here, and I just got no money there. So I see the men to make money back there. So I see one in my back at the police jeep too. So when I see, but I make sure now I can check on my money here disabled. And then they get up and run to there. It seems that the ranch is one, it seems that one get one. But all I do is hear back. And I look outside and I just see the jeep facing them down. And then my back, yes, I aim back at them. But I was just concerned because I see my aiming back here, so I know the guy got a hand. I hear bullets licking and my man here disabled. So that's really very concerned that part. So I guess when I look and see the shot that comes here, because I take the shoot back too, because I see Jeep Grizz.
An eyewitness in President Kennedy Drive, St. Michael, will provide further updates as they come to hand. Director of the Bureau of Gender Affairs, William Warner, reported they are seeing an increase in men stepping forward to get tested for prostate cancer and diabetes, noting a steady rise in participation at community outreach events. The news comes as the Ministry of Health and Wellness, in partnership with the Bureau of Gender Affairs, hosted its annual Health and Wellness Fair today in recognition of International Men's Day.
So we thought that maybe then let us try and take the health service to the men. So we decided to have an outdoor health fair, which we have seen the results that more men are coming out to the health fair. So we thought to take services to men would be critical. If they're not going to the institutions, then it's imperative that we take the services to them. Each year we have had this fair, the numbers are growing and growing. Last year, the prostate screening was the first time we had offered that service, and we had a very, 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 very large number of men accessing that service. And as you can see already, we have a good set of men accessing services this morning, and we expect this trend to continue throughout the day. Also, we have seen an increase in diabetes, men actually getting screened for diabetes and testing, something that, you know, years ago, men would have been more reluctant to go and get these tests, but we found that the outside health fair has really helped to bring some of the men to access the services.
That was Director of the Bureau of Gender Affairs, William Warner. The immediate development of a national agricultural task force. That is what President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Barvin, Alistair Alexander, is calling on government to initiate following Sunday's flooding. According to Mr. Alexander, several farmers are facing massive losses and the intervention must be viewed as urgent.
This extreme flooding have devastated farmers, and farmers will need some type of immediate bailout from government. But we should take this opportunity to do what is necessary to fully organize farmers and farming for the advancement of this republic. On behalf of the many farmers in our organization in Barvin, we are calling on government to set up a national agricultural task force to bring us out of this talk about food security and actually, as much as is possible, make us food secure and sovereign.
That's Barvin President Alistair Alexander in the lunchtime edition. Some transport board drivers do not agree with a pending plan to divest the service, pointing to challenges with not just the purchase of the buses, but also the maintenance. Following reports over the last few days of a major plan to privatize the transport board, as was confirmed last Friday on Starcom Network by Sir Roy Trotman, to allow all workers the opportunity to invest and become owners across the industry from drivers to cleaners, some say the plan simply will not work. A worker at the transport board also queried how individuals will manage an operation that government itself has been struggling to maintain.
It's very difficult for these drivers to take over the operation of these transport board buses. Technically, the challenge is where the board itself find themselves in predicament in terms of maintaining the maintenance on these buses in terms of keeping them on the road on a regular basis. So a private person to own one of the transport board workers is going to be a very challenging situation for them in terms of maintaining the cost. It's very costly to maintain these buses, especially electric buses now, just pretty. But in terms of maintenance, the more and all those kind of things I want. We really have parked sometimes to keep these buses on the road. Very, very challenging. So for we as drivers to maintain and own these buses, then we still have to look at the part of where we can have a bank to lend us some money.
That's a driver at the transport board sharing his view on the pending divestment of the company. Fresh off the political battlefield in St. James North during the country's most recent by-election, Felicia Dujon of the Democratic Labour Party will be contesting the next general election from the constituency of St. George South. Ms. Dujon told Starcom Network News earlier today she was already on the ground canvassing and pointed to various concerns residents were having.
I have been in the constituency. I have, as you've known, very similar to my work in St. James North. St. George South will be no different. I will continue to work hard on behalf of the people and to ensure that their rights are not infringed upon. So the areas of concern will still be infrastructure, the improvement of the roads and lightning, as we've seen. We've seen, again, they've had concerns about adequate and affordable housing. Again, the current MP has not done his due diligence, and as of course to ensure that people in that constituency has received the kinds of intervention that is needed when it comes to housing, particularly for single parents within the constituency.
That's newly ratified DLP candidate for St. George South, Felicia Dujon. And finally, two St. Philip women appeared in the District A Magistrates Court this morning, charged in connection with assisting fugitive Nigel Bounty Pinder. 29-year-old Akila Latoya Brathwaite and 28-year-old Najila Aliyah Brathwaite, both of Coxhill Church Village, St. Philip, were both charged and released on $25,000 bail each. Police say the offences occurred between September 12th and 17th this year. They returned to court on the 11th of March in 2026. Our top stories. Reports of a deadly shooting in the area of Eagle Hall after a police exchange of bullets with two men on a motorcycle. One man appears to be dead. On this International Men's Day, the Bureau of Gender Affairs reporting an increase in prostate cancer testing in young men. Farmers across Barbados left reeling from Sunday's flooding, Barvin asking the government to assist urgently. Transport board drivers expressing concern over the pending divestment plan, some saying managing the buses will be out of their financial reach. And the DLP's Felicia Dujon heading to St. George South ahead of the next general election after her unsuccessful bid in the St. James North by-election. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp and also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.